Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Let's talk about energy. Let's talk about electricity generation. And, you know, there are a lot of plans afoot in the private sector to provide electricity for where the state has failed. And there are loopholes in the law that people are setting up different ways of doing it. But we also have a lot of natural resources. You know, we've got wind power. If you think of the Western Cape, there's a lot of wind there. You can really cash in on that and put in big wind farms. Anyhow, there is South Africa's largest wind farm is being planned for Mpumalanga. Now, if one thinks of Mpumalanga, one doesn't really think of a windy province, right? But apparently you and I are completely wrong if we didn't think about that, because apparently it's pretty windy and it really could be a game changer. So joining me is right now from Sariti Green is CEO Peter Venn. Morning, Peter. How are you?
Morning, Kathy. Morning to you and the listeners.
And you sound so calm.
I've got electricity at this moment, so maybe that's why I'm a little calm.
All right. So talk to us about this wind farm. It sounds wonderful. The largest.
Kathy, look, it's been 5 years in the making. I think one of the things you need to realize about the high felt being high, the air is less dense from an altitude perspective. So the technology's moved along over the last 20 years to allow much bigger turbines, which are able to work in this high altitude, low air density environment. So the wind's always been there, but we're now talking blades that are between 90 and 100 meters for one blade. And it's able to capture the energy that is in the air. So these programs, these projects this has taken 5 years to get to the point where we start construction. In the next couple of weeks, we'll start construction. And, the project will come online in 2025. And, you know, for the province of Mpumalanga, for the small towns in the high veld, it's really fantastic, the economic development that will occur in and about the Secunda region.
How many of these, what are they called?
Turbines.
How many of these wind turbines is the wind farm going to hold?
So at the end, our environmental authorization is for 111 turbines. Each turbine is in the region of 200 million rand, and we will be building that entire project, which is 900 megawatts, over the next 3 years. This first phase that the Sariti Coal Mines is buying the electricity, that's going to be 25 or 26 turbines.
That sounds amazing. What does that mean materially for electricity generation? What is it going to contribute to the grid? I mean, is it going to have any impact on us sitting here in Gauteng?
A massive impact. So two main points. Firstly, it's going to be done through a process called wheeling, which means the wind farm is going to be putting the electricity onto the grid and the coal mines are going to be taking the electricity off the grid. So we are going to alleviate Eskom by 500 gigawatt hours, which is approximately 150,000 households of needing to supply electricity. So that electricity is able to go elsewhere. The other thing is this will be the closest large utility renewable energy project to the load center of Gauteng. So having renewable energy close by means that there's less technical losses. You lose less electrons on the line as you generate and then demand and take it off in the Gauteng region. So it's really good for the country, and it's good to get diversification away from the Cape. We have projects in the Western and Eastern Cape. So, it's great that they're there, but it's also good to just have this diversification across the country from a geographic perspective.
Oh, I love how positive this is. That's amazing. I wish you all the best, really, and lots of success with this, Peter.
Thank you, Kathy. Appreciate that.
Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That's Peter Venn, Sariti Green, CEO.